Welcome to the Local Lowdown, your exclusive guide to the perfect weekend in Southampton. Now, here's your host, the man with the plan, Mr. David Gates.
Hi, and welcome along to the first issue of the Local Lowdown for 2025. I hope you had a good Christmas and a new year. And we're back with what's happening this weekend in Southampton and surrounding areas. Well, obviously, as it's just after the new year, not a lot going on at the moment. Here are the local sporting events scheduled in and around Southampton for the weekend of January 3rd to the 5th, featuring basketball, rugby and, of course, football fixtures for the specified teams. Starting off with basketball then, the Solent Kestrels at the moment have no matches scheduled. Also into rugby, Southampton Rugby Club are at the moment still on their Christmas break as well. Football, of course, we can go down to St Mary's on Saturday, where Brentford will be paying us a visit. Kickoff is at 1500 hours. Also in football, AFC Tottenham are playing one of their first games of 2025 on the 4th of January. The opponent is Wharton and Hersham. The venue is an away match, so you're going to have to get in touch with the club to find out how you're going to get to there. Kickoff is at 1500 and the competition is in, of course, the Southern League Premier South. Eastleigh FC, there is no scheduled matches for Eastleigh FC this particular weekend, or Sholing Football Club as well. Of course, all these schedules are subject to the change in the weather, which we'll be bringing you at the end of the programme.
Soundcheck for the best gigs in town.
So here's some live music events happening in and around Southampton over the weekend. Hotter Than Hell are a tribute act to Kiss, and they will be performing at the 1865. They are Europe's ultimate Kiss tribute band, apparently, and they deliver a high-energy performance featuring classic hits and elaborate stage theatrics as well. The Rockaway Beach Festival gets underway from the 3rd of January through to the 5th. Venue is Butlins in Bognor Regis, so a bit of a trip for us, but worth going. A three-day indoor alternative music festival featuring a lineup of established and emerging artists across the whole genre of alternative music. Over the weekend, if the weather is fine, then there should be some music in the parks in Southampton. Of course, if you're out and about, just pop by and have a listen. Over at Heartbreakers then, they host local bands across multiple genres, providing a platform for emerging talent, and have a very full schedule this particular weekend. Of course, if you find yourself and you think yourself a bit of a talent, you can always go along to the open mic night, which is at the Joiners. Over at Slug and Lettuce this particular Friday, you can actually make yourself some cocktails, enjoy a variety of cocktails and scene nights in a vibrant atmosphere, and participate in interactive award-winning cocktail making classes suitable for all ages. That's at the Slug and Lettuce then. Last but not least, we have a quiz night at the Brewhouse and Kitchen on Monday evening. That starts at 8 o'clock. Test your knowledge at this weekly quiz night. That's the Brewhouse and Kitchen in Southampton. Now, please verify all these events details and their availability with the respective venues before planning your visits, because we won't want you to waste your time, as schedules are always subject to change.
Big Screen Buzz. What's on the golden screen?
Well, if you're looking for something else to do on the theatre scene this particular weekend, we've got a couple for you. Kenna Beanstalk, of course. The pantomime at the Mayflower continues until the 5th of January. A classic pantomime featuring Ashley Banjo and Diversity, of course, offering family-friendly entertainment with matinee and evening performances alike. Also at the Mayflower, the venue is the Mast in Mayflower. They got Sing the Musicals on January the 4th, a musical event celebrating songs from popular musicals, suitable for all ages. Please verify that these events are actually taking place, of course, with the respective venues before planning your visits. Well, if you want to go and see some films this particular weekend, then these are the movies that you can go along and see. Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Afasa, the Lion King, the Robbie Williams documentary, of course, Better Man. You can also go and see Amona Tomb and Wicked. They're all at the View Cinema Showcase here in Southampton. Over at the Harbour Lights, of course, they've also got Better Man by Robbie Williams there, a strange movie. And also Baby Girl, you can go and see Concave and Spirited Away. Those are the movies this week in Southampton.
Weekend in a Flash, your roundup of things to do.
Next up today, we're looking at what's on in Southampton this particular weekend. Well, here's some local events and festivities which are happening in and around town over this particular weekend. The Southampton German Market, of course, is coming to an end and finishes on the 5th of January. This festive market offers traditional German food, beverages and handcrafted gifts. Located in the Above Bar Precinct, of course, and Bargate Street, it's a perfect spot to enjoy your bratwurst, waffles and mulled wine while listening to some live music. So make the most of it. I say that finishes on the 5th. Southampton City Art Gallery have got some exhibitions going on at the moment where you can explore a range of art exhibitions featuring local and international artists. The gallery offers a diverse collection providing cultural enrichment for art enthusiasts alike. Just a short drive from Southampton, the New Forest area hosts local food markets featuring fresh produce. These markets are great for experienced regional flavours and supporting local vendors. And again, just check the websites to make sure they're happening this particular weekend. Last but not least, in our community events, various community centres and local organisations host events such as workshops, charity fundraisers and social gathering. Details can often be found on community boards or local websites and, of course, social media. Please note that the event schedules are subject to change, and of course it's advisable to check the official websites or contact the event organisers directly for the most current information before making any plans.
Welcome to the Local Lowdown, your exclusive guide to the perfect weekend in Southampton. Now here's your host, the man with the plan, Mr. David Gates.
Well, we'll be bringing you the weather later on at the end of the programme, but if you're looking to get out and about this particular weekend, here are some outdoor and family-friendly activities happening around Southampton. Well, Southampton Common, of course, is always very good for getting yourself fit. It's a large public park, of course, if you don't know, offering open spaces, playgrounds and a lake. Ideal for family picnics, leisurely walks and outdoor games. Please note, though, the weather forecast predicts chilly temperatures and potential showers on Sunday, apparently, so dress accordingly. As I say, we'll be giving you the full forecast at the end of the programme. The New Forest then, well, you can explore scenic hiking trails there, suitable for all ages. The park features diverse landscapes, including heathlands, woodlands and wetlands. Be prepared for cold temperatures and possible showers on Sunday, though. Portons Park is still open and is home to Peppa Pig World. This family-friendly theme park offers a variety of rides and attractions suitable for children of all ages. Please check the park's website for opening hours and any seasonal events. Children's art workshops take place at Southampton Art Gallery. This is where you can engage your children in creative activities with art workshops designed for young minds. These sessions provide a fun and educational experience. Please don't forget to verify the schedule and availability with the gallery itself first before you do go. Last but not least, we have the Science Centre just outside Winchester, offering an interactive venue offering hands-on exhibits and workshops that make learning about science fun for all ages. You can check their website, of course, for events going on there. So please note that the weather forecast indicates cold temperatures and potential showers on Sunday, January the 5th. It's advisable to dress warmly and consider indoor activities for the day instead. Additionally, event schedules are subject to change. It's recommended to check the respective websites or contact the venues directly for the most current information. And last but not least for this week, we're looking at the nightlife scene here in Southampton. Well, Friday night is always club night down at Medbar, of course, and they're open till 2 a.m. Experience one of Southampton's best and free club nights with two rooms of music, including commercial hits, Reggae Nation, and club classics as well. So that's Medbar in Southampton. If you've ever thought about making cocktails, then why not go to a cocktail making class? The date is on Saturday, the 20th, 21st, and there's various sessions available. Venue is Mixology Events, which is in Southampton. The Slug and Lettuce in Southampton are open from 11 o'clock in the morning, and you can enjoy a variety of cocktails and theme nights in a vibrant atmosphere. Last but not least, we have a quiz night at the Brew House and Kitchen. The date is Monday, the 6th of January, starting at 8 p.m. The venue, of course, as I say, is the Brew House and Kitchen in Southampton, and you can test your knowledge at this weekly quiz night. Of course, please verify that all these events are taking place before you go to save yourself some time. Last but not least, let's look at the weather for the weekend. Friday is going to be sunny but cold, with the wind coming from the north. Maximum temperature we're looking at is 3. Saturday is going to be cloudy with highs of 5. And Sunday is going to be overcast with light rain in the afternoon with highs of just 8 degrees. So that's it from this edition of the Local Lowdown. I'd say a bit shorter today because obviously just after the new year, full events starting up next week. So we'll be back on Friday. Make sure you join us. In the meantime, of course, please reward all the hard work we put into this particular program. Buy us a posh coffee, won't you? There's a donate button just down below. If you look at that, just press that one. As I say, you can donate whatever you want, but you know, a posh coffee would be nice. I'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing.